June 25th, Phil Trujillo. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Have you ever been accused of a crime? Have you ever been tried and acquitted? Have you ever been tried and convicted and sent to prison? Have you ever had to start life all over again? This story, about Phil Trujillo, offers practical ideas for issues you may be facing.
Prosperity is not just a condition, it's a spiritual truth. Like many men, fear of failure drove Phil Trujillo. His whole life, he tried to get somebody's approval. It didn't matter what he chose to do. He had to reach the top, to be the very best. In sports, it was becoming a world record holding powerlifter. In business, it was achieving financial success as a stockbroker and financial planner. Failure was not an option. It was a plan that worked well until the day his life came crashing down. Phil said, "I went from being very successful and controlling my own destiny to being out of control, alone at the very bottom. There I was, facing 12 years in prison because I made the mistake of trusting someone else's investment due diligence. My life had been destroyed. I lost my business, my reputation was shot, and I was completely broken." Phil was exactly where God wanted him to be. He said, "I was a Christian when that cell door slammed shut, but I didn't understand the spiritual issues that I had been dealing with all my life that were responsible for getting me there. My plan was to build my business and make the money I needed to provide for my family and live the good life. In prison, I found that God had another plan, and it began with opening my eyes to the reality that prosperity is not just a condition, it's a spiritual truth." While in prison, the Lord revealed that truth to Phil in His Word. God's financial prosperity is based upon the principles of sowing and reaping. He has commanded us to bring our tithes, the first 10% of what we earn. However, Phil chose to follow the world's path to financial success by putting himself first and God last, or out of the picture altogether, even if there was nothing left at the end of the month. Moving into financial freedom requires us to be obedient to the Holy Spirit as He helps us shed the erroneous beliefs that we've built up over the years and that have continued to negatively affect our prosperity, our health, and our spiritual life. The lies the enemy has fed us need to be revealed and replaced with the biblical truths about who we are, whose we are, and God's promises regarding our prosperity. After 3 years, Phil stepped through that prison gate a free man with the truth, a burden, and a mission. His life is dedicated to sharing the truth of God's financial principles that he lives by, the truth that destroys the plans of the enemy and brings about spiritual freedom and financial breakthrough. Phil once said, "God promises to prosper us if we listen to His voice, are obedient to His commands, and turn to Him with all our heart and soul." That is the message the Lord has called me to share, to help those whom the enemy has held captive with the lies to break free spiritually and financially. Malachi 3:10 through 11 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it." Is there any area of your financial life that you are holding back from God's provision? Prosperity is not just a condition, it's a spiritual truth.
Hi, man. My name is Jeff Galasso, coming to you from Arvada, Colorado. What a great story about Phil Trujillo. And, you know, as I listen to his story, I've never been convicted or tried or sent to prison. But I have been in a financial prison before I started to learn how to tithe. You know, that verse in Malachi, this is going to be a short and sweet challenge to you men. This is a wonderful challenge because God is saying, test me. Just test me. Start tithing. Start giving your first fruits and see if I don't fill the storehouses and break that financial bondage that you are under and break you out of prison. And Proverbs 3 is the other one I just quoted, is, bring your first fruits, your tithe, your first fruits of your money that you get, and test me and see if I will not bless you. I mean, how much more of a challenge is that? And how easy does that sound, even though it's incredibly hard to give 10% of your finances? I think if you'll do that, if you're living in a prison, a financial prison, and you're fighting and doing your best and hardest to gain financial freedom, I think once you start tithing, God, it's amazing. I mean, I've had it in my life. My wife and I were counseled to do that prior to being married, and we have passed that on to our children. And it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense, but God does amazing things if you can trust him with that 10%. So that's my challenge to you, men, is today is break out of that financial prison that you're in. Start tithing and watch God do some miracles in your life and in your family's life. Thank you. Have a great day.